Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were talking about the Mesiras HaTorah L'Am Yisrael, and we saw that in general, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moser Torah L'Am Yisrael, excluding those instances in which he is told to tell Aaron. In those cases where he's told to tell Aaron, then Aaron also becomes the Moser Torah L'Am Yisrael. Moshe tells Aaron. And then their job is to tell the Jewish people. So generally the rule is that the only Moser Torah L'Am Yisrael is Moshe Rabbeinu. However, in this instance, in those instances, those 13 places where he's told to tell to Aaron, Aaron also becomes a Moser Torah. Now Moshe Aaron was a Makabel Torah. We have the Ketzet Seder Mishnah and Erevin Mendalad Amid Beis. That the Gemara there describes how the Torah was given over first from Moshe to Aaron, and then his sons, the Zekanim, then Am Yisrael. So that's the general Kabbalah HaTorah. The only Moser Torah, the only one really whose job is to give over the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody else acts as a Mekabel Torah. But in those instances where Moshe is told to tell Aaron, or it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, that Moshe is to tell Aaron, so in those cases, Aaron takes the task of being a Moser Torah. That is, so that is in those specific instances. So the Mesira afterwards, when in those instances where Moshe is to give up to Aaron, the Mesira afterwards to Am Yisrael is by the two of them. ממשיך מורנו ורבנו שזוהי כוונת המחילתא, יש מחילתא מאוד קשה. בשמות פרק י"ב פסוק א', ויאמר השם אל משה ואל אהרון בארץ מצרים לאמור. שומע אני שיהיה דיבור לאהרון ולמשה. שאומר ויהי ביום דיבר השם אל משה, למשה היה הדבר ולא לאהרון. אם כן, מה תמוד לומר אל משה ואל אהרון? אל המלמד? שכשם שהיה משה כלל לדיברות, כך היה אהרון כלל לדיברות. ומפני מה לא היה מדבר עמו? מפני כבודו של משה. אז אומר פה המדרש, that when the pasuk says, Bekiddush HaChodesh, that Hashem says to Moshe and to Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim. So I hear from this that the Dibur was to Aaron and to Moshe. Ve'omer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon. So you see the Dibur was to Aaron and to Moshe. And when the Pasuk says, elsewhere, Vahi b'yom diber Hashem el Moshe, so we see that it was to Moshe and not to Aaron. So which one is it? Was it to Moshe and to Aaron or only to Moshe? So the Medrash continues and says, so what do you learn from El Moshe V'El Aaron? It teaches you that just like Moshe was klal ledibrois, so too Aaron was klal ledibrois. Which is a very obscure statement. What does that mean? And why wouldn't he speak to him? Why? Because of the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ayin sham b'divrei mechilta. כמובן שצריך לבאר טובה העניין של כשם שמשה כלל לדיברות. מה הכוונה שמשה רבנו היה כלל לדיברות? משה was כלל לדיברויס, so too Aaron was כלל לדיברויס. The Malbim there explains, על פי הסוד העין שם, so based on what we've been speaking about, we can say as follows, that משה רבנו was מקבל the Torah from Hashem. הרי ודאי לא היה זה בגדר של קבלה פרטית, של האיש משה. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel Torah, it was not a individual Kabbalah of the man Moses. Rather, it was Begeder Kabbalah HaTorah shel Klal Yisrael al Yidei Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel Torah on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And that's the Mechilta says, and this is spoke about in the previous shiur, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel Torah, it was Mekabel Torah for Klal Yisrael, and then he gave it over to them. So that's the Mechilta says, Shaya Moshe klal lidibrot. Ve'alze amra Mechilta, Shegam Aharon haya klal lidibrot. In other words, klape kabbalosu ishal Aharon mi Moshe, vis-a-vis the reception of Torah from Aaron to from Moshe by Aaron. That normally it was a kabbalah porotis shal Aaron, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser the Torah to Klal Yisrael. In the Hamshech of the Seder Mishnah that we learned about in Erevin and Dalet Amud Beis. However, in these specific instances, where the Torah says that God spoke to Moshe and to Aaron, Aaron was also Mekabel the Torah, because his job now is to be a Moser Torah to Klal Yisrael. And his Kabbalah wasn't only as an Adam Prati, but rather as the receiver for Am Yisrael. So here Aaron was shaykh to the Mesiras HaTorah, the Yisrael, to davar shel klal, v'lo davar shel prat. Tainu b'duk ma she'amarnu. Amarnu she'bimekrim mesuyamim, k'shekatuv, she'Hashem diber al Moshe ve'al Aaron. So why Moshe and Aaron? So the answer is because in these instances, Aaron was mekabel Torah on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And he wasn't mekabel as an individual. And when Hashem only gave it to Moshe, then the Aaron was Mekabel Torah and afterwards as an individual. So that's the different gather between these two Kabbalahs. So Mimela, we now understand that what the Medrash means when it says that Aaron was Klala Dibrois. And when it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, it means that he was giving it to Aaron together with Moshe as for, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And when it says V'yibidibur Hashem el Moshe, so it's dafka to Moshe, not to Aaron. And then when Aaron received it, he received it as an individual.
זה הפתוח, הפסוק שבו פתחנו, וידבר השם אל משה ואל אהרון לאמור עליהם.
We saw Rashi, that who are they עליהם?
Elozor and Isamor,
בני אהרון. אז אנחנו לא הבנו מה כתוב פה. כל התורה נאמרה ללעזר ויתאמר עם חלק מסדר המשנה. שוב, אירובינו דל עד עמוד ב' אז כאן נאמר שבפרשה זו גם הם לא רק בכלל אלו שנמסרה להם תורה היו אלא הרי הם כפי שביארנו אצל אהרון בכלל מוסרי התורה they're not just passive receivers of the Torah but rather here Elazar and Isamar are givers of the Torah. That's a different task. In these cases, when it says Lemor Aleihem, in this case where it says Lemor Aleihem, this is the parish of Kashrus HaBahemis. So this was given over to Elazar and Isamar as well as Moisrei HaTorah. Ukeleshon Rashi, Shehaya Scharam Liyot Shluchim Badavar Ze Sheshlichut Eina Al Kabbalat HaTorah Ela על מסירת התורה לישראל, שהיא תורת השם, והמוסרים הם שליחי השם למסור לישראל את התורה. That the Lashon Rashi is that was their schar, that they were shoseik, that they were silent upon the death of their brothers Nadav and Avihu, so their schar was to be shluchim in this matter, in this parsha. Because shlichus is not on receiving the Torah. You're not a shlich to receive the Torah. You're a shliach to give the Torah. When you see receiving for yourself. When you're giving it for others. Ve'amira aleihem, and this amira was by the same gather of the amira le'aron, in order to be moisrei ha'parsha lebnei Yisrael. V'lachen, yivi kan Rashi, את העניין של אמירה למשה, כדי שיאמר לאהרון. So So here, there's Amira LaMoshe, in order that he should tell Aaron, even though Rashi already explained this at the beginning of Ayikra, Anachnu Ekshenu, Shelama Rashi Chozer Po Veomer, that here Moshe is giving this parsha in order to give to Aaron. Rashi already told us the 13 places in which this happened. Rashi enumerated them. This is one of the places Rashi normally doesn't repeat it. In those places, Rashi already told us the beginning of Ayikra. Open up your Chumash and you'll see the Rashi. So what's the, I don't think Rashi, when he was writing his Perush, he probably never dreamed that that every Chumash in the world just about would be printed with his Perush. Next, under the Chumash, which is just incredible. Next to them, the sides. So, Rabban shall call Yisrael Rashi. We say there's no other rabbi who's learned as much every single day as Rashi. Because any Jew is learning Chumash is learning Rashi, learning Navi, learning Rashi, learning Sum, learning Rashi, learning Gemari, learning Rashi. Amazing. As Rashi evi etanyan shal amira leMoshe kedei sheyomar leAaron, even though he already told us at the beginning of Vayikra, in order to explain shebniigud leSeder haMishnah sheyeshno b'chol haTorah kula. Normally we have a Seder laMishnah. That the purpose there of Aaron Ubanov was to merely be Chazorah. Their job was to repeat the Torah. Aval harikan ne'amar shema. In other words, their job is Chazorah. The Moiser HaTorah is normally Moshe. And the job of Aaron and his sons are to be Mekabli HaTorah. And then they're just repeating it. They're just chazering. Like you have some yeshiva, a shir assistant. That the Rebbe gives the shir, and then the Talmud repeats the shir for the other Talmud. So he is a makabel. The real Moser is the Rebbe. The real Moser was Norm Moshe Rabbeinu, except in those 13 places. But here we have a chiddush in the parsha that Elazar and Yisamar are now Moisrei HaTorah. Harikan ne'amar, שמה שישנו בי"ג מידות אצל אהרון נתחדש בפרשה כאן שיהיה גם אצל אלעזר ואיתמר. Because of the reason Rashi we explain, as we will explain, here the Moisrei HaTorah included Elazar and Isamar. And here Aaron and his sons, ואין אהרון ובניו בפרשה זו באותו אופן שישנם הם Seder Mishnah. They're not in the same way as they are in the Seder Mishnah. And therefore we see in Pashtus HaPasuk that Leimor Aleihem, Lemi ze mityaches le Elazar ve'itamar. Sharei belav achihem ayu befnei atzmo b'dibur aleihem b'malach shel Seder Mishnah shehaya dibur nifrad u'miyuchad el Aaron ve'el Elazar ve'itamar. שנאמר כאן שישנו עניין מיוחד של ויומר השם אל אהרון במסירה, וכן ישנו עניין זה במה שיש באלמה דיבר עליהם, נאמר בזה שכאן בפרשה יהיה מה שישנו באלמה דבר עליהם בעניין מיוחד, שם שכן הוא אצל אהרון, ואם כן, באמת מבואר מזה שכוונה אלעזר ואיתמר כלפי מה שבאלמה ישנו דיבר עליהם. So normally, Elazar and Isamar are part of the Seder Mishnah. But here, Pasuk tells us that they are unique. They have a unique task here, and that is they're in the same gather as Aaron. That their job here is to be of the Moisrei HaTorah. That's what Rashi is telling us with the Dibur Aleihem. Leimor Aleihem. Normally, anyway, Leimor Aleihem. Normally, Aaron's job is to tell his sons, but here, their job is to be Moserei Torah, like Aaron, just like Aaron is singled out. Aaron is singled out here, even though we already knew. We already know from Rashi at the beginning of Vayikra. When it says Aaron, it means that he's singled out as a Moisrei HaTorah. So why does it have to repeat it here? So the answer is that here, the Kliyakarat asked, how you know that the Mor Aleihem is referring to Elazar and Isamar? They're not mentioned earlier. So the answer is that normally there's a Lei Mor Aleihem. Normally Aaron speaks to Elazar and Isamar, as we have in the case at Seder Mishnah. That it says, Moshe Elam and Piagvura, Aaron comes and teaches him, then Aaron goes away, sits next to Moshe, and then his sons come in, Moshe teaches them, and then his sons go away, and then and sit next to on either side of Moshe and Aaron, and then the Zakenim come in, it's part of the Seder Mishnah. First Moshe teaches it four times, to Aaron, then to his sons, then to Zakenim, then to Klal Yisrael, and then Vayter. We have Aaron teaching it to his sons, so they're going to end up getting it four times. And the sons teach it. But the point is that it's telling us, it's pointing out that just like Aaron is special, Aaron gets a special Maseiros HaTorah here, he's a Maseir HaTorah, so the sons have the same Geder. They're not just Makabli HaTorah, they're Maseir HaTorah. And therefore it says, Lemor Aleihem. How do you know it's talking about them? Because anyway, normally it's Lemor Aleihem. Aaron's job is to tell them. But here, the special Lemor Aleihem, here is Moshe HaTorah in the same Geder as Aaron HaKohen, friend for the Kasha, the Kliyak, or how we know it's talking about Elazar and Isamar. Because anyway, normally it speaks to them. But here, the Pasuk is singling them out. Tell us here they have like Aaron, they have the special task of being not merely Makabli HaTorah, but like in those cases where Aaron is singled out, that Moshe is supposed to tell, that God says, spoke to Moshe and to Aaron, that Aaron is a Moser HaTorah, so to hear his sons are Moisrei HaTorah. Ulefi ze nir'a. V'ma shelo ayu b'nei Aaron b'schar al et yachadut, shel et yachadut shel adibur aleihem, af al pi sheyu shavim b'dmama. שהרי מפשטות הפסוק, הפסוקים מבואר, שהשכר שהיה לאהרון בפרשת שטויי יין, במה שלא בלבד נאמרה הפרשה, הוא על קבלת התורה מהשם, ולא רק על מסירתה לישראל. So now we want to understand that Aaron's schar for his shtika was that the parasha was told only to him. Only to him, the parasha of Shtuyei Yayin. But the sons were also Shosek, like we see here in Rashi. So why did they get their own special parasha that's only told to them? Here they have this parasha, but it's told to them. They're receiving it as Moser HaTorah, but it's not only to them. It's also told to Moshe, it's also told to Aaron. Because from the parasha of Sepsukim, we see that the schar that Aaron had in the parasha of Shtuyei Yayin, that it was only told to him, was that he was makabel the Torah me Hashem, and he wasn't only giving it over to the Jewish people. And as we explained in a recent shir, that the inyan is that Aaron went so high up at that time, he was in a madrega that he could be makabel Torah like Moshe, and therefore he was makabel this parsha. Achein lo hayta zog dargato hakvua, ela haya ze rak beoto zman mamash. רק משה רבנו היה במדרגה של לעולם ובמצב של נבואה באספקלריה המאירה הנצרכת לקבלת התורה. So that wasn't Aaron's קבוע מדרגה. It was only at that time. Moshe Rabbeinu was always on the madrega that his nevua wasn't colored by his own persona. It was just the word of God. Everyone else was on a lower level, all the other Nevi'im. Their Nevu'ah was colored by their own perspective, like going through by the prism of their own consciousness, we'll call it. So that was those were the other Nevi'im. But not Moshe Rabbeinu or not Aaron. After this, he was Mis'ala to the Majrega, that he was Mashtik, he was Kochas HaGuf, he was Medame, making Doime, he was Kochas HaGuf. at this time of the death of his sons. That's an incredibly high madrege. Like we see in the Rambam, in Yisodei HaTorah 7:7, and the constant change, between the Daraga of Moshe and other difference between the Daraga of Moshe and the other Nevi'im. And this is explained by Rabbeinu. I think we had a shir on this in Baal Oischa 12:8. Regarding the complaint of Moshe and Aaron on Moshe about Moshe. And also Devarim 34:10-12. So that's the special high madrega, unique madrega of Moshe. But Aaron was also zochet to at this particular juncture. And therefore, afterwards, Aaron could not be the sole receptor of a parish in the Torah, because he was no longer in that madrega. And only Moshe was roi lekach. And therefore, ein ze etzel ela etzel Aaron she'a navi, ela shekana lo sagi baze bidargat nevi'ut de'alma, rak b'shat hadmama. היה מקום שמכוח היותו נביא תהיה נבואתו נבואה השייכת לקבלת התורה. אבל בבני אהרון שלא הוזכר שהיו נביאים, מה יהני שהיה בהם בשעת הדממה את הכוח שאם תהיה להם נבואה, תהיה זו נבואה הראויה לקבלת התורה שלא מהני זה אלא בכוח נבואה שכבר ישנו כאצל אהרון. ולכן לא היו הם בשכר זה. כשכרו של אהרון בפרשת שטויי יין. Aaron was only zochet to what he was zochet to, because he was already on the level of a navi. Because he was already a level on the level of a navi, and then he was shosik, he was silent after the death of his sons. He silenced his body, and he was pure seichel, pure neshama. So memela, he could be elevated, he can be leishtadreg. He can be advanced to the point where he's now on the level of Moshe. He could be elevated, but his sons, who didn't have an Ur Nevi'im to start with, so yes, now they were Shosek, but that's not enough to put them on the level of Moshe. Aaron only got there because he started out being a Navi. And then he was promoted to the Madrega of Moshe. But the sons couldn't have Yichud HaDibur Aleim, that the Dibur should come only to them, because they didn't start out being Nevi'im. Since they didn't start out being Nevi'im, they cannot get promoted to the level of Moshe, so the Dibur cannot come only to them. Yes, they have a Schar, that this parasha was said to them as Moshe Torah, but not that they're receiving it, that only they're receiving it as Aaron did, the parasha Shtuyei Yayin. Because they're not in that Madrega. They didn't start out being in the Madrega of a Navi. They can't be promoted to the Moshe level. So yes, they're going to get their Schar, that here they're Moshe HaTorah, but they can't be of the Schar of Yichud HaDibur Aleim, that Dibur comes only to them, as Aaron did. In the Ibn Ezra, in Pasuk Ches, it says in the Matzitz, V'yov Daber HaShem al Aaron, Ki Novi Hoya. What do you mean? Only now he was a Navi? Semechetesi. That's the opening to the parsha of Shtuya Yayin. So based on what we said, we understand beautifully, because he was a Nevua, he was zochet to be on the Madrege of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore there was a Yichud HaDibur Elav. Ve'im ha'yisodot halalu. שהנחנו בשיעור הנפלא הזה בסייעתא דשמיא, אנחנו נמשיך בעזרת השם ונראה המשך נפלאות בשיעורים הבאים, ואני מבקש שתצטרפו אלינו ונראה ממש נפלאות. שלום שלום, אהוביי ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי, ותודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם.